Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is a great honor for me as founder and chairman of the Science and Technology in Society Forum to attend this year's World Science Forum. First, I would like to explain the fundamental concept of the SCS Forum. The rapid progress of science and technology has brought economic growth and enriched our quality of life on the one hand. But on the other hand, several problems have arisen as a result of the development of science and technology, such as global warming and privacy in ICT. We call these the lights and shadows of science and technology. We must develop the lights and control the shadows. For this purpose, I felt it necessary not only for professional scientists, but also for policymakers, business leaders, government officials, and many other people from all over the world to gather and discuss how to deal with science and technology issues. Science and technology problems should not be left only to science and technology professionals. We must think of them as our own problem. These problems also cannot be solved by one or two countries alone, and therefore it is necessary for people from all over the world to get together and discuss the issues. At the SCS Forum, our discussions consider science and technology and the future of humanity, thinking of what the future will be like, not just in 20 or 30 years' time, but over 100 or 500 years from now. As far as policymaking goes, science and technology is complex, and politicians tend to not to think of the issues as their own problem. They sometimes leave policymaking to science professionals without actively thinking of the nature of the issues. Not only professional scientists, but also policymakers, business executives, governmental officials, and other leaders need to gather and discuss how to deal with science and technology issues from the long-term perspective of the humankind. The SCS Forum is a unique platform where such leaders meet and work together on an equal footing to co-produce policies. This is the fundamental concept of the SCS Forum, which I created in 2004 as a gathering for top leaders in many different fields. Since then, SCS Forum has met annually in Kyoto, Japan. Science and technology has great potential to benefit us all. The SCS Forum focuses on many aspects of the science and technology in society. For example, technological development of the genomics, mainly in iPS cell technology, energy and environment issues, including the nuclear power option, ICT and social change, and the related privacy and security issues, tripartite cooperation among academia, industry, and government, and capacity building in developing countries. In these discussions, we recognize that up to the 20th century, the Earth was infinite for human activity. But now, in the 21st century, the Earth has become finite. We should also not forget that humankind is part of nature. Some may believe that we can control nature, but in fact, we must live in harmony with nature. In particular, we hope that progress can be made at COP21 in Paris in December to effectively mitigate greenhouse gas emissions. This year, About 1,200 people from nearly 100 countries and regions attended the STS forums in a 12th annual meeting in October. Japanese Prime Minister Abe, our honorary chairman, was also present. Now, in its second decade, the STS Forum has grown from a mere conference into a movement for global leaders to address science and technology-related issues for future generations. It is our aim to bring together not only professional scientists, but also policymakers and business leaders interested in science and technology, who gather in Kyoto to exchange views on the role of science and technology in society. The next annual meeting of the STS Forum will be held in Kyoto from Sunday, October 2nd to Tuesday, October 4th, 2016. I hope many of you will attend our annual meeting, and I look forward to seeing you in Kyoto in order to pave the way for future generations. Thank you.